The latest on the redistricting battles. Despite the midterm season underway, the lines of congressional maps have not been finalized as redistricting battles continue nationwide. Since Texas's opening salvo, lawmakers in both parties from Florida to California have pushed for partisan redistricting in their states as a high-stakes midterm election season approaches. Here is the latest on states redrawing their congressional maps. Virginia. The Democratic-led General Assembly passed in February a new U.S. House map that will only go into effect if voters approve a referendum to allow the state to do mid-decade redistricting. The state Supreme Court has yet to rule whether the effort is valid, but said the vote on the constitutional amendment can proceed. Before the court is an appeal of a county judge's ruling that the amendment is illegal because lawmakers violated their own rules while passing it. Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis has called a special legislative session to begin Monday on redrawing the state's congressional map. Republicans haven't yet publicized what the lines would look like. However, the state constitution states that redistricting cannot favor or disfavor a political party or incumbent. Texas. The Lone Star State last year added 5 congressional districts that favor Republicans after Trump urged the state to redistrict and after the Department of Justice suggested that several districts in the state unconstitutionally grouped minorities to make a majority. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the new map. California. Voters in November approved a referendum that circumvents an independent commission by adding 5 congressional districts that favor Democrats. The U.S. Supreme Court denied an appeal from Republicans, who claimed that the map favors Hispanics. The High Court said the map could be used in this year's election. Missouri. Republican Governor Mike Kehoe signed a revised House district map into law last September, a move that could give Republicans an additional seat. A county judge ruled that the new map will remain in effect while election officials review whether a referendum petition meets constitutional requirements and includes enough valid signatures for a statewide vote. The Missouri Supreme Court has already dismissed a lawsuit arguing that mid-decade redistricting is unlawful. The court is set to hear arguments in May over claims that the new districts fail to meet compactness standards and should be paused pending a possible referendum. Ohio. A bipartisan panel, largely made up of Republicans, voted in October to approve a revised House map that could boost the party's chances of gaining 2 additional seats. The redraw was required under the state constitution ahead of the 2026 election after Republicans enacted the previous map without enough Democratic backing following the last census. North Carolina. The Republican-controlled General Assembly gave final approval in October to revise district lines that could help the party gain an additional seat. In November, a federal court panel declined to block the new map from being used in the midterm elections. Utah. A judge in November ordered new House district boundaries that could give Democrats an opportunity to pick up a seat. The court found that lawmakers had sidestepped voter-approved anti-gerrymandering rules when drawing the previous map. In February, both a federal court panel and the state Supreme Court rejected Republican challenges to the court-imposed districts. Maryland. While Maryland Governor Wes Moore, a Democrat, has pushed the state legislature to redistrict the state's single Republican seat, the push has so far failed to gain steam. On April 13, the state legislature's session ended without the passage of a bill to redistrict Maryland's congressional map despite Moore's encouragement. The state House had passed the bill, but it stalled in the state Senate. New York. Though New York Governor Kathy Hochul had pushed for the state to redraw its congressional boundaries, any such change has been blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court. In March, the Supreme Court overturned a lower court order that had called on the state legislature to redraw Representative Nicole Malliotakis's 11th congressional district seat. Indiana. The Indiana legislature failed to pass redistricting legislation. The measure failed in December 2025 after 21 state Senate Republicans joined all 10 Democrats in the chamber to defeat the measure in a 31-19 vote. It means the previous maps will remain in place for the upcoming elections. Kansas. Though some Republicans in the GOP-dominated Kansas state legislature had pushed for the state to redraw its single Democrat-held seat, the push failed in late 2025 due to opposition from Governor Laura Kelly. Kelly vowed to veto any mid-decade map. Illinois. While Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker indicated that the state was musing on redrawing maps to further favor Democrats, no push to that end has gained momentum. This year, Illinois is expected to use the same congressional maps it did in 2024.